Subtest C, Dictation. You will hear the dictation 3 times. First, listen carefully.
Red Leaves. Red Leaves by Thomas H. Cook is a gripping mystery novel. Cook's protagonist, Eric, is a family man living in a small town. His perfect life seems ruined, however, when a young girl from the community goes missing, and his own son was babysitting her at the time. As this makes him a possible suspect, Eric must question whether he knows his son and whether he can stand by him under such pressure. Cook tells his story from an unusual viewpoint. He looks at the effects that such a tragedy can have on the family of the suspect, rather than that of the victim. There is no definite conclusion. Cook's greatest achievement is that he manages to keep the reader's attention. The book makes a great summer read.
Now start writing.
Red Leaves. Red Leaves by Thomas H. Cook. Is a gripping mystery novel. Full stop. Cook's protagonist, Eric, is a family man living in a small town. Full stop. His perfect life seems ruined. Comma. However, comma, when a young girl from the community goes missing. And his own son was babysitting her at the time. Full stop. As this makes him a possible suspect, comma, Eric must question whether he knows his son and whether he can stand by him under such pressure. Full stop. Cook tells his story from an unusual viewpoint. full stop. He looks at the effects. That such a tragedy can have on the family of the suspect comma, rather than that of the victim. Full stop. There is no definite conclusion. Full stop. Cook's greatest achievement is that he manages to keep the reader's attention. Full stop. The book makes a great summer read. Full stop.
Check the dictation and, if necessary, fill in the missing expressions.
Red Leaves. Red Leaves by Thomas H. Cook. Is a gripping mystery novel. Cook's protagonist, Eric, is a family man living in a small town. His perfect life seems ruined. However, when a young girl from the community goes missing, and his own son was babysitting her at the time, as this makes him a possible suspect, Eric must question whether he knows his son. And whether he can stand by him under such pressure. Cook tells his story from an unusual viewpoint. He looks at the effects that such a tragedy can have on the family of the suspect rather than that of the victim. There is no definite conclusion. Cook's greatest achievement is that he manages to keep the reader's attention. The book makes a great summer read.
Now check the dictation for the last time. This is the end of the test.